Welcome to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Greg Gross. Batting second. The third baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ivan DeJesus. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jerry Royster. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Beal. Batting third. The right fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Burrows. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Horner. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Roland Office. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Benedict. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Solomon. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Eddie Solomon. And now, play ball. Greg Gross batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott moves to third. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Scott scores. Buckner moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kingman takes first base on ball four. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Solomon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 0. The Braves will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Royster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Beal is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Beal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 0. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 1-2. DeJesus hits a line drive into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Blackwell hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 0. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Burrows is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Office hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Office moves to second. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Benedict hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Benedict and he is safe. Scott steals second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Office. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Scott scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mercer is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mercer strikes out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kingman is walked intentionally. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Buckner scores. Kingman moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 1 in the game. DeJesus hits a fly ball into left field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Solomon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solomon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Royster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Royster hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Beal batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Beal is 0 for 1 in the game. Beal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Beal for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Blackwell takes first base on ball 4. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0 for 1 in the game. Rochelle bunts in front of the plate. Benedict fields it and throws to first for the out. Blackwell moves to second. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burrows is 0 for 1 in the game. Burrows takes first base on ball 4. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Horner is 0 for 1 in the game. Horner hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Roland Offis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Offis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Offis hits a ball on the ground for an out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buckner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mercer is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mercer hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Kingman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kingman is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trillo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hubbard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Scott. Hubbard moves to second. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Benedict is 0 for 1 in the game. Benedict hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Solomon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Solomon is 0 for 1 in the game. Solomon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Royster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Royster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Royster hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Trillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 2 in the game. DeJesus bunts towards the mound. Solomon fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Blackwell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blackwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Rochelle batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rochelle is 0 for 1 in the game. Rochelle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blackwell moves to third. Rochelle moves to second. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gross is 0 for 3 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a line drive into left field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Beal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beal is 0 for 2 in the game. Beal takes first base on ball 4. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Beal moves to second. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Beal moves to third. Matthews moves to second. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0 for 2 in the game. Horner hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Beal tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, Cubs. Roland Offis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Offis hits a line drive into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hubbard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hubbard is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hubbard takes first base on ball 4. Matthews moves to third. Burrows moves to second. Joe Nolan pinch hits for Bruce Benedict. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Nolan now catching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Buckner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner bunts towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Solomon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Daryl Chaney pinch hits for Eddie Solomon. Daryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Chaney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chaney for the out. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Royster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Royster takes first base on ball 4. Bob Beal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Beal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Beal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Royster moves to second. Lynn McLaughlin now pitching. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Matthews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Braves. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burrows is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burrows takes first base on ball 4. Rod Gilbreth pinch runs for Jeff Burrows. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Horner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Garber now pitching. Barry Bonnell now playing left field. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Trillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trillo hits a line drive towards short. Royster reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 0-2. DeJesus is 0-for-3 in the game. DeJesus strikes out. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Blackwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blackwell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Office is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Office is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Hubbard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hubbard is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Hubbard. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Hubbard steals second. Joe Nolan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Nolan is 0-for-1 in the game. Nolan is walked intentionally. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry White pinch hits for Bruce Sutter. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 1-2. White hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gross is 0-for-4 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. One out. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Rodney Scott. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Buckner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Atlanta Braves, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.